If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Terry Savage, how are you today?
I'm watching what's going on in the markets and on the latest legislation, and of course on the Social Security front.
Right, and on Social Security, apparently the Social Security sent out emails claiming credit for the president removing taxes on Social Security benefits.
Yeah,
is that entirely true?
It's sort of a stretch, okay? And everybody who writes about personal finance, from the New York Times, the Washington Post, Kiplinger's, is a little bit upset about the way the Social Security Administration and the Commissioner Frank Bisignano described the change as a historic step forward for America's seniors, because nearly 90% of Social Security beneficiaries will no longer pay federal income tax on their benefits. Okay. That's not exactly what this bill is. This bill has to do with a $6,000 credit against taxes that seniors might find themselves paying on any income. Now, there are a lot of seniors. In fact, right now, about nearly 64% of seniors don't pay any taxes on their Social Security because there's an income limit. If you earn under $25,000 single or $32,000 on a joint return, there's no tax on your Social Security benefits.
So 60% of people on Social Security really are relying only on Social Security to make
exactly. And a lot of those people only have Social Security income. A lot of them don't pay taxes because if their income on a joint return is below $32,000, which is very hard to live on, by the way, then they don't have any taxes anyway. So, but this is a credit. There are a lot of seniors who will qualify for this tax credit, a deduction actually against the taxes you pay, because they have income. Maybe they don't even get Social Security. They have a pension. They never contributed to Social Security. They have a public pension or a fireman or something like that. They too will get the $6,000 deduction. So the whole thing is a little bit of a stretch to say that now, yes, as a result, about 88% of people who collect Social Security will find out that now they have exemptions and deductions that exceed their taxable Social Security income. And so it's about 88% now. So it increases the standard deduction for seniors who earn under $75,000 on a single return or a joint return, double that, they have a higher deduction. The seniors get to deduct more. But it's not just about Social Security, because if you have other income, it can work against that too.
Yeah. So the person in charge that wrote the letter was appointed by Donald Trump, right? So, of course, he's going to show the company line.
Yes, it was a big flag waving. Look, it's a benefit for seniors, and that's great. But there's a lot of upsetness about the fact that Social Security is touting that. I mean, Social Security never sends me an email reminding me that I should, if I have some stocks, I should hold them for a year so I could get capital gains tax rates, that kind of a thing. That's not the kind of thing Social Security does. They have so much to do that they don't do already in terms of helping people and answering people, that to wave a flag and say, look how great we are, is a little bit annoying, is probably the word I'd use.
All right. Question for Terry. What is her opinion about a couple aged 75 and 76 converting money from IRAs to Roth IRAs?
I'm glad you asked, because this is not something that I can wave a magic wand and give you advice about, except that I can. It's a very individual decision, because that conversion will change your income and it will change your taxes, and it could change your Part B premiums on Medicare. So I am going to send you to MaxFi Planner, M-A-X-I-F-I, MaxFiPlanner.com. That's Larry Kotlikoff, my co-author of Social Security Horror Stories. He's going to win a Nobel Prize for the work at MaxifyPlanner.com. It will do the Roth calculation and tell you whether it makes sense to do some, all, now, later, and it has to be done based on your situation. Maxify Planner, M-A-X-I-F-I, Planner.com.
One of our texters said, wasn't there a time when there was no tax on Social Security?
Oh, yeah, there was a time. In the beginning, there was no tax on Social Security, and people paid in less, and the percentages were less when you could, quote, contributed, and the caps on income against which you were taxed were lower. But we're living in the present and hopefully making some changes for the future.
I hope so. I want it around for me. I mean, after when you look at how much you paid into it, you're like, that is just devastating if you don't receive anything when your time comes.
Okay, now watch this. And here is the reason. This is not because I have great faith. This is not because I have a crystal ball. This is because all those politicians on both sides of the aisle are elected. They've gotten away with a lot. Depending on your party, you could say, well, they have or they haven't. But every single American who is paying into Social Security will be outraged, not just seniors receiving it, but those coming behind them, if they don't fix Social Security. So I predict that in the next year, they will get their act together and come up with a plan that will include raising the cap on which income is taxed and delaying the retirement age for younger workers. It can be fixed, but they're going to have to act quickly. And I think that maybe after the next election, that will surface as an issue that will hit both sides of the aisle.
We can only hope. Thank you so much for joining us, Terry.
Thanks, Lisa.